You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Coming up, a final word from me about tolerance. But first, she is one of the most successful gospel singers ever. She counts among her accolades millions of albums sold, 8 Grammy Awards, numerous Stellar and Dove Awards, and a devoted following of fans who feel inspired by her songs of faith. Though she's recorded on her own, and though she's performed with her brother, BB. We're speaking, of course, of Cece Winans. Now, well into her solo career, her latest album, Thy Kingdom Come, is again winning acclaim. It's been nominated for a Grammy for Best Pop Contemporary Album, and her song, Waging War, is up for Best Gospel Performance. Let's take a listen.
Anoint my head, anoint my feet, send your angels raining down. Here on the battleground, for your glory, we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
We're very pleased to welcome Cece Winans to the program. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
So do people just smile when you walk into the room?
Well, you know, I'm excited. Yeah, they do. And that makes me smile. You know,
because your music is so joyful and it's associated with joy.
Yeah, yeah. And I really think that has a lot to do with it. I was just telling, I think, my audience the other night how blessed I am to do what I do. To sing gospel music means to sing something that's always uplifting, something that's always encouraging, something that always gives answers and sheds light where there's darkness. So people do embrace that, and it's something that makes them smile. And so when we come into a room, yes, we do see smiles, and I'm very happy about that.
But it's not all sweetness and light. For example, tell us about the song Waging War. What's the story behind that song? Who's waging war?
Well, the whole CD that song comes from, Thy Kingdom Come, our latest CD, is filled with songs of empowerment, songs that encourage you, but also to remind the body of Christ, people of God, who they are and whose they are. And I think we forget the power we possess inside. We forget the real power of love and the power of peace and the power of God living within us. Even when you can't change your circumstance around you, you can change the spirit in which you go through something, which will change, you know, your atmosphere around you. So waging war is waging war on the enemy, waging war on whatever fight that you're in, whatever struggle you're facing. You have to wage war on that problem or that circumstance, and you wage war and you win every war, every battle, through prayer, through faith, through hope, through your belief in God. And so that's what waging war is about.
Was there a particular fight that you had in mind when you wrote the song?
I had a lot of fights in mind. But one of the ones that I think everybody's fed up with this particular fight, and that is, it seemed like this year and definitely last year, you heard of so many different shootings on the campuses. And I really think it was just a major spiritual warfare that we have to continue to fight, and we have to tell the enemy that he will not take our children.
It doesn't surprise me that you're so interested in what's happening with kids. Family is so much a part of your life. Your musical life is so wrapped up in your family. And I hope you don't mind my saying that I think many people would consider the Winans the first family of American gospel music. Your son wrote one of the songs on this album. Your son, Alvin, Love, The Coast Is Clear.
Clear.
Shall we play a little bit of that?
Sure. All sure. Right. It's a great song. Great song.
If you do say so yourself, right? Here it is.
Because of him, we don't have to fear the dark nights. Because of him, we can dance up in the sunlight. Because of him, every day's a testimony. So lift your hands and give him glory. He's worth our praise.
And I told you it was a great song.
Absolutely. Right? Well, what's it like to sing your son's song?
Well, it's funny. I think the funniest thing, though, not only did he write this one, but he co-produced it. So that was kind of strange for me to take orders from him as he was producing the song and producing my vocals. That was kind of strange. But
was
I,
he picking
I,
on
I,
you?
I
do
passed.
You have a feeling he was being hard on you? No, Mom, do it again.
He was definitely, he's a perfectionist, so he was definitely hard on me, but we made it. he's a very talented young man. He's a great writer. He really is. So I'm excited to see what God is going to do with him.
I think, don't both your son and your daughter Ashley have both performed? Am I right about that?
Yes, yes, they both. Well, my daughter has a, she has a great voice as well as Alvin, but she really doesn't want to do this. At least that's what she's saying right now. You know, she's saying that, and what's so funny is that every time I see Ashley these days, she's decided to take up guitar. So she's got her guitar with her, and she's like, Mom, I wrote this song. I'm like, but I thought you didn't want it to have anything to do with music.
Well, how do you feel about your kids being in the business as a career?
You know, I tell everybody, I pray for my children, and my one prayer is that they will love God with all of their heart, soul, and mind. And I don't think I would ever push them to do anything except just love God with all of their heart. I'll keep pushing that all of my life.
You know what I've always been curious about, though, is
what?
Are there additional, do you think there's additional pressure, if I can call it that, in being a Christian artist or being an artist who's dedicated to Christian music? Because it's not just about the sales. People don't just want to know that you can sing. I think many of your fans want to know that you're walking the walk.
I've never felt any additional pressure because I am a Christian first before I'm an artist. I would think anybody who wasn't that at heart would feel pressure. But I'm more concerned about my lifestyle than I am about my music. So I don't feel that pressure. Now, as far as the regular pressures of life and what everybody is experiencing, what you go through, I mean, as an artist, you always want to sell records. That's what you do. And because of what of who I represent, I feel God deserves the best. And so, yeah, you feel all of that. You go through the valleys and you experience the mountaintops.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with gospel music star Cece Winans about her new album, Thy Kingdom Come, and whatever else she wants to talk to us about. This is your eighth solo project, but of course you come from the whole family of music artists. Four of your brothers performed for years as the Winans. Your sisters, Angie and Debbie, have their group. And, and of course, I think many people still think of you as part of the group that you had with your brother, BB
and
Cece. I wanted to mention that your album, Different Lifestyles, back in 1991, really opened up inspirational music to a wider audience. And I just was hoping we could play a short clip of Addictive Love.
Oh, yes, please.
Now, you know, there were those who were grooving along with that song who really did not realize that this was an inspirational message. So
that's right.
How did
that's
some of right. the traditionalists react?
To BB and Cece, wow.
Yeah.
We had our share of battles with some of the traditionalists. But I think at the end we won them over, at least most of them. We went in as kids doing music that we loved to do. And put no limitations on it and feeling like that we could express ourselves, and God blessed it, you know. A lot of people felt like it wasn't gospel music because it wasn't traditional sounding or the songs weren't saying Jesus, 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 you know. So I remember being kind of hurt, you know, early on because it's a hurting thing to be misunderstood. Because we got accused for just, oh, they're not really Christian. They just want to make money, you know, and all different things like that. And with time, it got better. You know, people began to understand who we were and what our call was, you know. And so now they're waiting for us to come back and do some more. So So, and we're planning to come back and do some more.
How do you decide, though, what kind of sound you're aiming for, whether it's going to be a very kind of edgy contemporary sound like mm-hmm. we heard with Addictive Love, or, and I want to play a little bit from your latest album, Forever, which I think takes us kind of back to the roots. How do you mm-hmm. decide what you're aiming for?
It comes different ways. It comes in very, but for me, before I go into a studio to start a new project, I do a lot of praying. I'm in prayer. You know, I'm in prayer and I'm asking the Lord, what is my assignment? Which way do you want me to go? Because I do love all the different styles. And so every time I just feel like I'm being led.
What was your assignment with Forever? And then I must play a clip.
Forever is just, it's about rejoicing. It's about reminding people the power of praise and to declare that God is worthy, not just today, not just during this season, but he's worthy forever.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Yes, mm-hmm.
I love that song. I'm a worshiper, you know, and that's my favorite thing to do. And so I love that song Forever.
And speaking of being in prayer, I thought I heard that your father, David Winans, has been ill.
Yes.
May I ask how he's doing?
At the beginning of October, he suffered a heart attack. And they told us he suffered a heart attack, stroke, and seizure all at one time.
Oh, my.
So I said, okay. Since then, he has suffered probably about two more heart attacks. Amazingly, he's doing well. They just did a check for all his arteries, and they were all clear. But what can I say? He's a miracle. He's been praising God when he's conscious, when he's unconscious. You hear him in the hospital, hallelujah, glory to God.
Well, I'm sorry that he's been ill, but I'm so glad to hear that he's doing well. Thank you for sharing that. I thought I heard you say that a BB and CC reunion might be in the offing. Did I hear that?
Yes, you did.
Are you teasing us or is this?
No. I promise I'm not teasing. We're trying to make that happen. We've already started. We've got a few songs on their way. I wouldn't say they're done, but they're on their way. So maybe we're pushing for next year, the first quarter. So I need everybody out there who can pray to keep praying because we're trying to make it happen.
Well, we're excited about your new album. Thank you for talking
Thank
to us
you.
About it. CC Winans nominated for two Grammys for her latest album, Thy Kingdom Come. She was kind enough to join us from Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much and happy holidays to you.
Thank you and happy holidays to you. And we'll hope to see you soon. It's